The names of, the means of livelihood of all persons, namely production of grains, and their distribution to the prajas was generated from the thighs of the Lord's gigantic form. The mercantile men who take charge of such an execution are called Vaishyas. Human society means of living is clearly mentioned here as Visha or agriculture, and the business of distributing agricultural products, which involves transport, banking, etc. Industry is an artificial means of livelihood, and large scale industries especially is the source of all the problems of society. In Bhagavad Gita also, the duties of the Vaishyas who are engaged in Visha are stated as cow protection, agriculture, and business. We have already discussed that the human being can safely depend on the cow and agricultural land for his livelihood. The exchange of produce by banking and transportation is a branch of this type of living. The Vaishyas are divided into many subsections. Some of them are called Kshetri or landowners. Some are called Krushana or land tillers. Some of them are called Tilavanik or grain raisers. Some are called Gandhavanik or merchants in spices. And some are called Suvarnavanik or merchants in the gold and banking. The Brahmanas are the teachers and the spiritual masters. Kshatriyas protect the citizen from the hands of thieves and miscreants, and the Vaishyas are in charge of production and distribution. The Shudras, the unintelligent class of men who cannot act independently in any of the above mentioned activities, are meant for serving three higher classes of their livelihood. Formerly, the Brahmanas were given all the necessities of life by the Kshatriyas and Vaishyas because they had no time to spend making a living. The Kshatriyas would collect taxes from the Vaishyas and Shudras, but the Brahmanas were exempt from paying income tax or land revenue. That system of human society was so nice that there were no political, social, and economic upheavals. The different caste or Varna classifications are therefore essential for maintaining peaceful human society. Om Agyanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Guruna Vaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raguna Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Cha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिन इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. सो लास्ट टू वर्सेस वी हैव डिस्कस अबाउट द मैनिफेस्टेशन ऑफ ब्राह्मणास एंड क्षत्रियास. नाउ द मैनिफेस्टेशन ऑफ वैश्यास has explained. Vaishyas, they have manifested from the thighs of the Lord's gigantic form, that is from the Virata. And the mercantile men who take charge of such executions are called Vaishyas, because they were looking after the production of grains and distribution it to the humanity or Praja, or the subject of the kingdom. Prabhupada very distinctly mentions here that the livelihood of our means of living for the human being in this world is mainly agriculture and cow protection. In the previous purpose, we have seen in today's society there are no kshatriyas. So there is no protection for the brahmanas. And the whole system of administration is governed by the shudras and vaishyas. So you can see mainly this business class of a people, if they become the leaders of the society, then what happens? As explained in the Varnashram system, which has given or explained by Bhishma Dev to Yudhishthira Maharaj, as per the varnas and ashramas, what are the different duties of people who belongs to different categories. There he mentions that vaishyas are given little bit of what we can say, concession to speak a lie for the purpose of making livelihood. But present situation, that has become the main characteristics for Vaishyas. And for everything, forget about the only livelihood, for everything they are taking shelter of lie. It has become like their own second nature. The thing that without lying, nothing will happen. And being in the administration role, if they do that, then there will be only a chaos. And that's what we are seeing in today's world. Everywhere. It may be the management of any spiritual organization. It may be the management of educational institution. It may be the management of government. Everywhere there is presence of Vaishyas and more of Shudras. And people have lost their interest in their real livelihood. And that's why we can see today, nobody wants to stay in village and get done the agricultural job. even in our institution we have seen the people who come from the farmer class, when they join temple, they don't want to go and work in temple farms. They are reluctant to do that. Or sometimes authorities who are from the Vaishya communities, who does not have knowledge of that thing, they don't want to give that responsibility to the person who knows it, because they can't control them. They will have their independent views and they will have their own capacities and they will work, so they don't want to give to them. Because people, as per the Western, can't say culture, but it's a style of life which is more depending upon the exploitation. And that's why this voracious industrialization has happened here in the Western world more. And then that has spread out throughout the world. And Prabhupada clearly says here, industry is an artificial means of livelihood. And large-scale industries especially is the source of all the problems of society. That's why in the first canto, one of the purports, Prabhupada says, it is considered as a ugra karma. Well, then what will be the result of ugra karma? The result will be also ugra, dangerous. And that's what's happening everywhere. People are crying that ozone layer is dilating. It has become thinner and thinner. Then glaciers are melting because of global warming. Just by doing farming and trading will not increase this kind of environmental problems. And ultimately what happens? Are you able to produce grains in factories, in big, big industries? You are using most fertile land for creating your factories. And whatever the product of ugra karma will create dangerous situation in your life only. And that's what's happening. Everything that we see, it's not that they are producing as per the demand. They are producing as per their greed actually, not for demand. The real obnoxious nature or reality of modern so-called advancement is always kept hidden from the general mass of people. So they should not know that what are they are giving it to next generation. In Australia, US, Europe, if you see, there are hills of used tires. They don't know what to do with them. How to destroy them. Couple of months back I have seen one magazine, and that magazine gave a detailed description about how this industrial residues they are dumping in the fertile lands, and lands are getting spoiled. The underground water resources are getting spoiled. And people are crying. There is a scarcity. We are not getting this, we are not getting that. Because of increase in population. In previous purpose, Prabhupada, he clarifies that there is no scarcity in this material world, at least for a food, for human being or any species of a life. Nature gives you what you need, but not for your greed. And people have become more greedy. And there is no solution for that. See, the elephant who eats 300 quintal, 300 kgs, or 600 pounds a day, one elephant. And there are hundreds and thousands of elephants are there. and they are not dying because of scarcity of food, then how can the human who eats only 350 ounce will die because of hunger or starvation? These are the situations and problems created by the industrialization. As in our childhood, we have seen that when we used to stay in our village, big families of like 15 and 20 people who were just depending upon the farming, they used to stay like that. They used to work in their farm. It's just almost 30-35 years back. Now the whole scenario had changed. People, they are leaving farming and they are going to big industries for job, because they think that constant income is there. Every month this fixed salary, I'm going to get it. But farming is not possible. But nowadays, if you see, especially in India, most of these IT industries people, they are quitting their job. They are buying small land and they are doing farming. For last couple of years, we are getting results about them. They are leaving their high-paid jobs for the sake of going closer to nature with a healthy and wealthy life. Wealth does not mean only a money. What the use of a money that you earn 1 lakh or 5 lakh or 10 lakh a month, and half of that you pay to the doctor? Rather than that, pay little, earn less, but have a peaceful life without paying anything to the doctor. And as we are going away from the nature, that has created a blunder in the society. People have lost their finer sentiments because they are more into gross elements. Nowadays, there is a huge relationship problem. Divorces are happening like back and forth. Getting married after 2 years or 3 years, they wanted to go apart from each other. Why is it so? And it happens most in the IT industry, where people are too much 12 hours a day, 13 hours a day, 16 hours a day, 18 hours a day. They are spending with the matter, which they call as a artificial intelligence. So what you can expect? Generally, whom you associate, you adopt the qualities from that person. So if you are associating with the artificial intelligence and things which are more gross and material, which depends upon the touchpad, you will lose your patience, which is really needed to maintain relationships. When you more care about the sense gratification, less about the relationship, then relation is on toss. Nobody will care about that. And you can see the people who have came from the joint family, who are really close to nature, they have more patience than the people who have come from the nuclear family and from the developed or metropolitan cities. They don't have patience at all, because everything they are getting on push button system only. Sometimes parents, they think that I never got this facility in my life, so let me provide it to my child. By doing that, they are spoiling their kids actually. Over protecting, over caring, that makes them psychologically imbalanced. See how the small things, in the beginning we don't think that it will create some problem, but it comes with a really huge problem. Do you know the statistic that how teenagers of this time are committing more suicides than formerly? from the teenage itself, they are having a relationship problem. They are having a stress. They are getting addicted to drugs. Why it's happening? Because the finer sentiment is never developed properly. Like here I'm sitting with the trees, but these are artificial trees. Do I think that I'm going to have any relationship, any way that I'm going to get connected with them? No ways. If this would have been the natural trees, because there is a living entity, has its own aura, that way that influences you. But what about this? You will become inert, inert to everything, inert to relationship, inert to others, emotions. And that's why nowadays, people, they don't care about others' views, they don't care about others' opinion, they don't care about others' sentiment. Because they are always with the inert materials everywhere, surrounded by. Do you think that this will solve your problems? And what we are giving to the next generation? As in our childhood, we played on the ground. We played all sorts of games. Just look at our kids. What are they able to do that? They are just busy with some gadget whole day. I met yesterday one family and they were complaining that their son is not studying properly. I just asked them, how much time you spend with them? Really, you show your care and concern for them. Now, relationship is just hi and hello. That's it. Not sitting together, discussing about each other, trying to know the person. Who is he? How is he? We are more into our gadgets. We are more onto our phones. But what about the person who is standing in front of you? Who is staying with you? Are you able to connect yourself with him? No. I was surprised. Just recently I met one family. They're together for last 15 years, having kids. But still they don't know about each other really. What sort of a person I'm staying with? What is his nature? It's just staying together like a housing and boarding, lodging and boarding, like a motel. Morning 9 o'clock, breakfast ready, tiffin ready, take your pack, bag in the, go to the office, come back in the evening. Within the 8 hours or 12 hours, maybe twice or thrice, you may have just call whether you have ate the lunch. Nowadays, that is not also happening. And when come in the evening, wife is busy with some television show, kids are busy with their gadgets. Husband comes, he looks at the whole family and he says, there is no connection. They are connected with thousands of people on Facebook. They are connected with the other person who is stays like a tens and thousands of miles away from. But they are not able to connect with the people who are in the same line, in same house. Why? Because always being with the inert material and artificial things which makes your relationships also artificial. And people become more selfish. If I have some work from that person, then only I will approach him. Otherwise, hi, hello, that's it. Does that going to help you for anywhere? And nowadays, this all modern amenities has created blunder. Previously, people used to go for satsanga, used to spend some time in temples. Now, because everything is live, nobody wants to come to temple even. They said, okay, just open the laptop, just open the mobile, and you can hear or you can listen. But does that give that intimacy, which is there when you are sitting in front of someone and hearing it? is that going to connect you with that person? Generally, people give a lame excuse. Vapu and Vani, both are same. But Vapu is really more important than Vani. Scripture says, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Kai. Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha Sarva Siddhiva. In when these things are spoken, that time they never had this media and everything, that wherever you can sit and just hear. That Sadhu Sangha which they have Lava Matra, that Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha was Vapu association, personal association with that person. Because that purifies you. Because it's not necessary that when you hear someone, you will get connected. Few of the things you will not understand even. Because you don't know in which mood and the way and the expression that person is saying about that. So unless and until we go back to the nature. Nature means which you born along with you. If you go closer to that, then you will go closer to the Lord. Because you will come to know who are you, what are your characteristics, how that can be used for Lord's service. So one has to understand that which category he comes actually. Whether he is a Brahmana, whether he is a Vaishya, whether he is a Kshatriya, whether he is a Shudra, which sort of a mindset that person is born with. Now everything has become generalized. Everybody wants to have a second initiation. For what? For the prestige that I am also second initiated. But it is not meant for that. It is meant for the service of the Lord and for the Brahminical work. If you don't have that qualities and you take that initiation, what is the use for you? It will be created like another sect as Indra has created or Ravana has created. Pretenders. I've seen people, they fight with the authorities to get the second initiation. Is that the quality of Brahmana? That itself shows what they are. And never in the scripture it is mentioned that unless and until you take the second initiation, you will not go back home back to God. Have you read or came across this sentence anywhere in the Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita or any of the Prabhupada's purport or any his literature? No. The Taraka Mantra, the mantra for deliverance from this material entanglement for the age of a Kali is Maha Mantra. Nothing else. If you get it, and if you sincerely do that, you will go back home back to God. But because problem is there that the management is run by the Vaishyas and Shudras, the people who have that tendencies, so they don't bother about these things. They see quantity, forget about the quality. As a businessman, he wanted to check his cell. In the beginning, he gives quality, and after that, he looks after only quantity, because quantity gives him a lot than the quality. In the previous era, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas, they used to maintain Brahmanas. They used to take care of their necessities. They used to donate. As per these scriptures, only two people are allowed to accept donations. One is sannyasi and one is Brahmana. Because of their capacity of performing sadhana, they had a capacity to burn karmas of other people. Because Brahmanas were always austere. They will never get into sense gratification. Such a Brahmanas can purify your wealth if you donate them. When sannyasis, they can also purify yours wealth. No one else. But nowadays, any Tom, Dick, Harry consider himself as a Brahmana and take the other's karma and spoils his own life. The people who claims themselves as a Brahmana by birth, because I have seen in India, most of the Brahmanas who do the karma kand, their next generation is not into that, but it's totally freaked. Because the person who takes donation from others and he does not perform the proper anushthan or proper austerity for that or proper use of that for the Lord's service, then that dhana itself spoils his life, his forthcoming generations. And that's what's happening. Out of a greed, they are ready to do anything on any day without seeing any muhurtas. And that creates a great problem. People, they think, what Brahmanas generally do? Happily they are getting their donations, they are maintaining their families. But they don't know that according, along with that donation, they are accepting that person's karma also. Whenever you perform something for someone, and you are trying to nullifying that person's obstacles and problems, where they will go? They will come to that person who is trying to take them away. So the person who is trying for that and working on that, if he is not properly protected by himself by doing different austerities and sadhana or anushthans, then the whole thing will come on him. And that's why even nowadays, there are some mercantile families. They definitely give charities to Brahmanas. They never hurt Brahmanas. We have seen in India, most of the Marwadi families, they really take good care of sannyasis and Brahmanas. Because they know the reason behind that. So the people who are in touch with the spirituality, they follow all these codes of conduct. Then again, there is arguments. People, they think there are so many mafias in the world. They are having so much of wealth, they are not performing any pious things actually. But still they are living luxurious life. But just try to find out, do they have a peace in their life? They have money, but they don't have a peace of mind. And that's why even the people is most richest person also, they go to some spiritual organization to get the peace of mind. And unless and until this Brahminical class of people is taken care by the society, society will not flourish. It will be just like a two-legged, polished animal society. And there will be only a chaos. And that's why Prabhupada says, we have created this institute so that we can create Brahmanas who can give intelligence and who can guide this society for the fulfillment and achieving the goal of their life. So it is our responsibility now, as we have become the member of the society, we should study the scriptures thoroughly. We should understand them. If we take it seriously, then only we will be able to represent it seriously to other people. Because you will give what you have. If you don't have this Vedic wisdom, how you can deliver this to others? Is that possible? I'm having like a 10 cents and I'm telling others that I'm going to give you $10,000. Is that possible? No. So let first imbibe, gather this wealth of Vedic wisdom. Work on this. We are staying in a temple, but how sincerely we know that, how many times we have read this literature. How much time do we spend on reading this, discussing this? Sometimes even 30 minutes of a day also becomes us troublesome. We feel tired, we feel sleepy, we want to bunk. For what reason? That's why we have joined this institute. Livelihood that we can get it, as Prahlad Maharaj says, Deha Yogina Dehina. As you have got this body, definitely you are going to get the things which will fulfill the need of this body. We don't have to make any endeavor, extra endeavor for that. If you want to make a really extra endeavor that we have to make it for, getting rid of this body. And that only happens when we really take the spiritual life seriously. When we really take the message of Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita seriously in our life. Otherwise, it's waste of time. So let's try to become serious, pray at the feet of our spiritual master, Acharya, who can give us that intelligence through which we can understand this Vedic wisdom. Hare Krishna. Any comment?
Any question? This would be a really good Sunday class.
Oh, Sunday class?
No Brahmana, no Kshatriya, no Vaishya, no Shudra. Nobody.
No, Prabhupada says there is a Vaishyas and Shudras, not classless. There are Vaishyas. Otherwise, how the thing will run? Nobody means, Prabhupada never mentioned that there is a no. Prabhupada, just in previously purport, Prabhupada says, there are Vaishyas and Shudras are there. No Kshatriyas and Brahmanas. These two are missing. That's what Prabhupada says. And whole our endeavor of running this temple, publishing this book.
But they are not performing their duties.
No, you can't say that. They are doing. Otherwise, how temples are maintained? How we are maintaining ourselves? There are Vaishyas who are donating the temple. That's why we are here. There are. See, as mentioned here, Kshatriyas used to extract taxes from whom? Vaishyas and Shudras. I mean, it's not that only Vaishyas used to be a big guys and they used to have a big source of income. Even Shudras they used to have. They were also wealthies. And they used to also donate. There are so many temples in South India. They are built by the donations of Shudras. Wealthy Shudras. Wealthy Vaishyas. There. In the age of a Kali, there are Vaishyas and Shudras. But it's not that there is no class. There is a class.
Now, they are saying no class, but I think class is there all the time.
You are saying, where it is said in the Bhagavatam that there are no class.
Saying, you know, Brahmana, Shema, Kavasa, this mantra is all the same.
What?
Everything is coming. Bhagavan ke book se.
No, you are saying that there is a no class, it is said.
No. Class is no class, matlab everybody has a level of the below of the sutras also. Maybe Brahmana, Kshatriya.
There are antyajas. See, everything is explained in the scripture.
Yeah, in different way, different place, different tarikon se bataya gaya hai na. Aur kabhi bolte hain Prabhupada ke padte jayenge to nahi ye bolte hain, dusra jagah mein hai bolte hain na. Ek hi cheez ka bhi burden bahut prakar se hai. Agar hum log bhi corporate bhi अच्छा से देखेंगे तो वही लगता है कहीं तो वही चीज है बोला है, नहीं नहीं है बोला है, तो
जहाँ पे है वहाँ पे है बोला है। अब जहाँ पे है ही नहीं, जैसे ऐसे एक समुदाय में आप चले गए हो कि जहाँ पे लोगों में विचार करने की बुद्धि नहीं है, तो वहाँ से कहाँ से शूद्र और ये भी आएंगे।
देखिए हमारे ग्रैंडफादर जो थे लोग वेद पाठ करते थे, उनके पास एक भी जमीन नहीं रखा था, गुजरा ने दिया जमीन में एक कुटी लगा के बैठते थे, तो ऐसे करके उनका शादी हो गया तो घर नहीं चला, नहीं चलने के बाद उन लोग उसको बेचने लगे अपने विद्या का, तो कोई पैसा देगा तो उनके पास जाके बोलने लगे, धीरे धीरे से उसी किसी ने ज़्यादा डोनेशन दिया, जमीन दे दिया 100 रुपये जमीन, तो उसमें वो करने लगे, तो वो जमीन ज़्यादा होने के बाद क्या करने लगे उन लोग, अब उसको तो फार्मिंग करना पड़ेगा ना, उत्पादन करना पड़ेगा, तो उन्होंने छोड़ दिया अपना वो जो काम, तो इधर लग गए,
तो वही ब्राह्मण के वैश्य बन गए।
कैसे हो गया, क्यों क्यों हो गया कि परिवार फट गए, दाता डोनेशन देने वाला कम पड़ गया, क्योंकि दाता वा भी लोभी होने लगे ना, ऐसे ब्राह्मणों का ही दोष नहीं है उसमें, क्योंकि ब्राह्मण भी क्या हो गया कि ब्राह्मण को भी जीवन चलाना है, देने वाला कम देने लगे तो उसको भी आवश्यकता बढ़ती गई, तो
मैं क्या हुआ कि मेरा अभी भी आपको ऐसे ब्राह्मण की फैमिलीज दिखाता हूँ कि जिस फैमिली में अभी भी 30, 35, 50 लोग हैं और वे लोग कोई भी एक जॉब नहीं कर रहे हैं, वो केवल अपने अनुष्ठान इसके ऊपर, इसीलिए वो बोल रहे हैं ना कि कलि युग में ब्राह्मण मिलना कम है, क्योंकि कोई ब्राह्मण यानी जो वॉलंटरियली दारिद्र्य स्वीकार लेता है, किस लिए, क्योंकि वो अपने भौतिक क्या बोलते हैं उसको जरूरतों को पहला प्राधान्य नहीं देता है, बल्कि वो आध्यात्मिक जीवन के बारे में सोचता है, और जो आध्यात्मिक जीवन के बारे में सोचता है भगवान उसका केयर टेक कर लेता। अभी मैं एक बताता एक फैमिली है जिनको मैं अच्छी तरह से पिछले तकरीबन 20 साल से तो जानता हूँ, 5 भाई है मेरे, 5 में से कोई भी बाहर जॉब नहीं करता, एक मंदिर है उस मंदिर में वो लोग रहते हैं, उसी को ही वो मेंटेन कर रहा है, वहीं पे सेवा कर रहे हैं। अभी मैंने उनका थर्ड जनरेशन मैंने देखा है कि थर्ड जनरेशन भी उसी में ही है, जब उनको पूछा कि आपको बाहर का, और उनके दूसरे जो बाहर निकल गए वो लोग भी बड़े बड़े हो गए, कोई अच्छा सिंगर हो गया है, कोई अच्छा बड़े बड़े कारखानों में बड़ी पोस्ट पे लोग हैं, लेकिन इन्होंने वॉलंटरीली एक्सेप्ट किया कि दिस इज़ व्हाट माय लाइफ एंड आई एम गोइंग टू स्टिक विद, और वो जी रहे और भगवान सारी उनकी ज़रूरतें पूरी कर रहे हैं। ऐसा नहीं कि है नहीं, होता नहीं, करने की आपकी इच्छा हो तो भगवान सारा दे देते आपको।
ये बोल रहा हूं पैसे डिस्ट्रॉय होते जाता है,
वो तो फैमिली ऐसी क्योंकि क्या है
स्टेबल रहेगा तो उसके बाद फिर नहीं रहने वाला है, जैसे ये युग धर्म करके हम लोग जो बोल रहे हैं हरिनाम का रहेगा और ये 10 साल 10,000 वर्ष तक रहेगा, हम लोग ही बोल रहे हैं, प्रवचन में सुना होगा हमारे जो परंपरा है जो बोलते रहते हैं, तो 10,000 के बाद तो होने वाला नहीं है, नहीं होने वाला नहीं है, इतना तो चल रहा है
क्या,
मतलब ये महामंत्र का प्रभाव या जो भी प्रभाव हो, तो बोल रहे हैं ना 10,000 साल तक चैतन्य महाप्रभु का ये मिशन रहेगा, उसके बाद में तो जाएगा बोल रहे हैं हमारे, अब इसको कहाँ बढ़ रही है मैं नहीं जानता हूँ, फिर भी होगा चैतन्य चलता नहीं तो नहीं होगा, मैं तो नहीं जानता पढ़ा तो नहीं कहेंगे 10,000 साल रहेगा और उसके बाद खत्म हो जाएगा इसी में, और कलि का प्रभाव जो है ये बता रहा था कि जो संस्कार कर रहे हैं उनको भी इतना इतना उसमें आ जाता है, प्रभाव में आना पड़ता है ना, चाहते हुए भी उसको छीन लिया जाता है, हाथ से कई चीज़ छीना जाता है, तो आप जो बोल रहे हैं ना प्रबल इच्छा हो भाग्यशाली है उनका हाथ से नहीं छूटता है, नहीं तो जो दुर्भाग्यशाली है उसकी जो तो मंदा सुमंदा आप ही बोलते रहते हैं, तो वही हालत हो रहा है। मैं यही बताना चाहता था कि हमने देखा गाँव में, हमें 20-30 साल के पहले की बात है, इतना स्ट्रिक रहते थे, ब्राह्मण की कुछ भी नहीं होता था और एक जमीन भी दूसरा दे के बैठते थे और केवल कर्मकांड या दूसरा को ज्ञान दे के पढ़ा के पढ़ते थे लोग, तो ऐसे करके जीवन जीते थे, धीरे धीरे उनका ऐसे हालत।
देखो कलयुग में
हमारे
कलयुग के अंत में भगवान स्वयं एक ब्राह्मण के कुल में पैदा होने वाले हैं और उस अकेले को बचाने के लिए आ रहे हैं, वो तो रहेंगे, ऐसे लोग तो रहेंगे जो उसके लिए ही जिन्होंने जन्म लिया है।
वो वही तो अंत में आएंगे बोलते हैं, तो फिर कोई बोलते कि चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने इंस्पिरेट कर दिया ना,
क्या
विष्णु ऐसा नाम के जो ब्राह्मण है उसके घर में आएंगे भगवान गोलाकार विग्राम बने। कोई कोई बोलते हैं कि ये चैतन्य महाप्रभु अभी वो विष्णु ऐसा ब्राह्मण के उसमें यहीं आ गए ऐसे करके बोलते हैं।
ये कहाँ से सुन लिया यार तुम, किसको किसको सुनते हो तुम?
नहीं भगत लोग ही बोलते हैं, हमने सुना था ऐसे ऐसे में तो। अरे भाई मैं डिस्कस भी किया ना नेपाल में जो आए थे इंडिया से, इन लोग बोलते हैं नेपाली भगत उसमें जो भगत प्रचार करने आते ना तो उन लोग ही ऐसे बोलते। तो मैंने प्रश्न किया था तो इसमें तो अंत में लिखा है और विष्णु ऐसा लिखा है तो यहाँ तो ये नहीं है, ये चैतन्य महाप्रभु के जो चैतन्य चैतन्य के हिसाब से तो हमने नहीं पढ़ा है ऐसे क्यों बोलते हैं, तो लोग ऐसे भी प्रचार करते
है ना।
बहुत मुश्किल है
अगर 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 ब्राह्मण प्रचारक नहीं बनेगा तो यही सारा होने वाला।
कुछ ना कुछ तो रहेगा, जब तक एक साधु रहेगा तब तक संसार चलेगा ऐसे को कहने को लोग जाएगा।